Well, tuned in to Channel Africa, where we broadcast from an African perspective. My name is Zikona Miso. South Africa will celebrate Women's Day on August 9th. The day every year in August is when our country pays tribute to the more than 20,000 women who marched to the Union buildings on 9th August 1956, protesting against the extension of past laws to women. On this occasion, Kirsty Maharaj, Head of Strategy, Dealer and Distribution Development Africa, reflects on her passion to grow business in the agricultural sector and create jobs in local communities. Kirsty, thank you so much for joining us. Welcome to Africa Midday.
Thank you, Zikona, and thank you for having me.
Kirsty, for those who are none the wiser, tell us a little bit about the work that you engaged in the agricultural sector.
Thank you. So currently I am working for a global leader in the design, manufacture and distribution of agricultural machinery and precision ag technology. The company is called ECHO. It was founded in 1990. We operate out of head office in Johannesburg, but we look after agriculture in across the continent. And really, we provide smart farming solutions through our core brands such as Massey Ferguson, Scent, or Valtra, and provide a full line of equipment and services that help farmers sustainably feed our world.
Now, talk to us about, you know, delving into this sector, particularly as a woman.
So it's been a really incredible journey. I have no experience in agriculture in terms of studying or going to varsity. It was something that I was passionate about, and I stumbled across it when I was working with entrepreneurs in every other sector except agriculture. And my passion to understand the industry and learn more about it and see what challenges are being faced by agribusiness was really intriguing for me. And my commercial background in finance kind of really made me hungry for information and hungry to learn. And my passion to make a difference in our country and across our continent was what drove me to learn about agriculture and to start building a career in agriculture.
So what are some of the things that you feel like a woman, or the obstacles that women face that they otherwise wouldn't face if they were men?
So that's a difficult one, and I think we're so used to stereotyping or saying, you know, this is a man's job and this is a woman's job.
Yeah,
I think
yeah.
we can do anything we set our minds to. And as a woman that entered the working environment in a predominantly male-dominated environment, which was banking back in my days, and I think the biggest lesson that I learned for myself was to take every opportunity, and I'd rather use the word opportunity rather than challenge, and use that and say, what can I do to better myself every single day so that I could take advantage of what opportunities are there for me? And I think in the space that I am in now, and having grown and learned and now being in leadership positions, I think that the message that I can pass on to women that want to have a career in agriculture is just to persevere and not to give up. To maybe identify your core strengths and apply it in a way that makes you different. And you know, as women, we're nurturing and we're emotional people, but we use that sometimes as our weakness, or it's seen as a weakness as well. And I believe that that's our strength. That's what differentiates us. And I strongly believe that if women apply that in the right way, we just differentiate ourselves from our men folk.
Kirsty, for people, or, you know, for encouraging younger people to get into the sector and younger women, what is it that you would say to them?
So I think agriculture has been kind of a dying sector in that, you know, it's always perceived to have been not a career path to follow when someone leaves university or leaves, you know, school. it hasn't been given that kind of prominence or importance. But more and more, when we look at the value that agriculture has in our economy and what different farming solutions have, and how we could create jobs and contribute towards people living a better life every single day, I think the technology aspect of it as well, that farming is no longer about pulling your plow with an oxen and someone trudging along. There's mechanization solutions that are so innovative and it's technology driven that it's exciting for the younger guys to get involved in agriculture. And I think from AgCo perspective, that's what we bring to the table is showing them that there's excitement. There is a career path that you could follow. So it's not just about farming. It's around how you could promote agriculture through smart farming solutions. And it's no longer just a laborious job where you are working the soils in the fields. It's so much more exciting. And I would encourage you to dive into it with open arms and look at the opportunity that it creates. We sitting in South Africa particularly and across Africa with so much opportunity for farming to become, one of the biggest industries and most viable industries. And we have really, really great solutions and opportunities within it. So go out there and grab it and use agriculture as a career path.
Fantastic. Kirshni, for those who want to follow you and everything that it is that you get up to, how do they do that?
I'm not one of the social media person, but I do have a LinkedIn profile. I use my platforms through AgCo. And so welcome to go onto our website. There's enough information about what we do. But if someone wants to speak to me personally, I do social work. I am, I'll say, supporting communities and helping to grow agricultural businesses on a small scale basis. That's my passion and what I do. I'm happy to give you details off air to
Fantastic.
Share my details with people that can contact me, to be a mentor in helping anyone to drive their business in the agriculture sector. I'm really happy to do that.
Fantastic. Kirshni, it's been an absolute pleasure chatting to you and quite inspiring as well. Wish you all the best moving forward, and I'll definitely be contacting you off air for those details to help those who may need that mentorship.
Awesome. Thank you so much for having me. It was great to chat.
Fantastic. That was Kirshni Maharaj, Head of Strategy, Dealer and Distribution Development at Africa at AgCo. She's joining us on the line, bringing the time now for us to check in on our economic update with Tabiso Lihuku.